Well, good night, Mike.
Rickard.
Rich Phillips and Craig Swan with SMU football tomorrow night. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7, as the Mustangs take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Come around to my way.
Big Dick Hunter will be at Ryland Homes Monday from noon until 2. That's in Allen, winding trail at River Oaks at Lost Creek Ranch. So go see Big Dick this Monday from noon to 2 in Allen at Ryland Homes. Time now for a very explosive concert calendar. This is brought to you by Nissan.
The greatness of Nissan.
And Progressive Insurance. Tonight at Bass Hall, Lyle Lovett.
Go.
Overrated.
Couldn't agree with you more, buddy.
Because you've neither one of you have listened to him.
I've seen him in concert, my friend.
Yeah. I was on tour with him from 88 to 91.
What? God.
I've seen him in concert, Danny.
Have you?
Yeah.
Let's see the ticket stub.
Got you in a corner now.
At Poor David's Pub, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
That's what Blackie Sherrod's doing nowadays.
He's got a band.
Boy, would it be wild if he was the front man of that thing?
You and Blackie Sherrod could do a gig together?
All he does is throw out lame one-liners.
Blackie and the hither and yawns.
What jugglers do is impossible.
The name of their new record.
The name of their new record is Seconds on the Red Eye Gravy.
Oh. At the Gypsy Tea Room, the Queers.
Really?
You remember them, don't you?
I really don't.
Mm.
At the White Elephant Saloon, Rusty Weir.
Yes.
So far, this has been a very big letdown.
He'll sing Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, and then I guess leave.
At the Granada, Wayne the Train Hancock.
Wayne the Train.
I'm not familiar with Wayne the Train.
He sounds like Hank.
Hank who?
Hank Aaron, Greg. What other country singer was named Hank?
Well, there's Hank Williams. There's Hank Williams Jr. Hank and Hank Williams III.
Well,
all three of them are different, okay?
And if you say Hank, you mean the original.
No, you
if
don't.
If I'd have meant Jr., I would have said Hank Jr.
Hey, it's Friday. Let's calm it down. Danny, I don't know what's up your ass right now, but...
I do. A burr.
Get it out. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Has he got a cigarette? Jones going on?
He must.
Yeah, that's what I have, is Cigarette Jones.
Saturday at Trees, Tantric.
Richard.
At Love and War in... Chris Knight.
Brady Bunch.
At the Bedford Blues Festival, Los Lonely Boys, Chris Duarte, and Joe Ely.
Los Lonely Boys are great if you listen to their CD.
Nah, they're cool.
Now, you go see them in concert, and they will beat the living holy hell out of you.
They'll jam on you, but they know what they're doing. They're good players.
Boring! Their CD is phenomenal. It's in my CD player right now.
Bedford always... You know, Bedford, for being such a one-horse town... You know, place.
You want to go ahead and bag on Bedford for no apparent reason and get a letter from the mayor?
I'm not the one.
Where you'll have to go visit Bedford and make rides?
I'm not the one who said that I would, quote, never live in that stinkhole Bedford. That was you two.
Yeah, Grego.
I never said that.
I lived in Bedford for almost 14 years. I don't bag on it, but I'm saying for such a small town.
Quit lying. You've never lived in Bedford.
Whatever. They get big musical acts. Like they're the...
Because it's a quality town. It's a can-do town.
It must be. I support Bedford.
They do. They have two or three festivals a year. They're always good.
Yeah.
They're a can-do town.
At the AAC Saturday night, Phil Collins.
Oh, and his head made of cheese.
Pay $65 a ticket to sleep.
You'll see me there.
No, we won't.
The Hammer.
He's great.
He is.
Nothing wrong with Phil Collins.
And he is terrific in concert.
Prove it.
Will he sing Su Su Studio?
You bet he will. Nothing wrong with that song either.
Gotta God, this reeks of the 80s. Oh,
oh, it does.
What's so bad about the 80s?
In a great time.
The 80s. 80s were phenomenal.
Greg O'Dancy.
Was that your favorite decade?
Hey. Yes, it was my favorite decade.
Come on, Greg O. Dance. Go.
Maybe he'll do some Genesis stuff. If there's any of his Genesis in there, Psycho.
This song reminds me of when I was happy.
I deleted it all when we had to clean out the Inco.
All Phil Collins. Yeah. Oh,
great song.
No.
This is a terrific song.
Nothing wrong with this.
This is one of these songs that if you're with, like if you go to... I can't talk over this.
You don't like this song.
No. Like, there's going to be a couple of guys that go to the show together. You know, it's like, hey, you want to go see Phil Collins? Yeah, sure. And then they start playing this song, and they're real embarrassed that they're together because everyone's, like, holding hands and stuff. And maybe they'll just turn and realize that
to me now.
They do love each other.
Nothing wrong with this song.
Watch you leave.
Is there no Genesis in there?
He's the master of suck.
No, he's not. God.
Hey, what was the song that he and one of the Temptations sang that they covered? What was the black guy that he sang with? That one?
Bailey?
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't Easy Temptation. Lover. He was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
Easy Lover. Terrific song.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Phil's not singing all of it. You had to get a good black guy in there to sing.
This is a great song, too.
God, this was just music for my parents when I was growing up.
Nothing wrong with it. At the Barley House, Chevy Van.
It's not a bad name.
It's Steve Porcari's band.
It is?
Yeah, they play covers from the 70s.
I thought they were mellow shit.
They are. It's a different band.
Once again, you can't just be in one band nowadays. You got to be in nine.
Well, go see Steve Porcari.
Yeah, support Steve Porcari. He's a good guy. At the Curtain Club, Sparrows, Flying Machine, Chemistry Set, and Horses.
Horses?
When is that?
Come on.
God, it's a lot of bands.
It is.
Now, Danny, how many of those bands are you in?
None.
Well, you're in one.
No, I'm not.
He's not in the Sparrows.
You're not in the Sparrows anymore? Oh, and he get kicked out?
Jesus, see.
What is wrong with him?
You have the worst memory of anybody.
Yes, I do. I did a lot of drugs in the 70s.
15 times.
Yeah, I did a lot of drugs when I was a kid. Yeah.
God.
Can't remember a lot of things. At Club Dada, Queen for a Day. Now, it says here their last show ever.
Yes.
They're breaking up?
Are you still in that band, Danny?
Now, what's going on here with this?
I just got an email from Brian today, and it said that this is our last show ever. I'm retiring from this effed up business.
Was he still going to play for the Time Wasters?
I don't know.
We got to have
him. Wow, that's a bummer.
That's a good band, too.
That's a great band.
I've seen them several times.
That's the alpha male of cover bands around here right now.
Oh. Another one bites the dust. No, no pun intended.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh,
Sunday.
Oh, man.
The news of the world. At Addison Circle Park, Aaron Carter.
Is he the one who beat up Paris Hilton?
Oh, that's
Nick Carter.
Nick Carter from the Beastie Backstreet Boys.
Well, who's Aaron Carter?
Any that kid that looks like a girl that George is always singing? No, that's Billy Sims.
Billy Gibbons.
Right.
Billy Gilmore, and it's not George, it's Junior. You guys were...
These kids are brothers, aren't they?
Well, we made a lot of mistakes in that last couple of sentences.
At the Old Bunk, sort of.
Woo! Whee!
Whee! Okay, Danny, are you in that band?
Danny, will you wee it like in between one of the songs tomorrow night like Homer does?
Like if I do a really good job on bass,
yeah.
Just do that. Start throwing my manure into the crowd. Doing that.
Will you wear nipple tassels?
No. Throwing your manure into the crowd.
Your manure. At the Barley House, Peter Schmidt and Reed Easterwood.
As soon as we're done, we're walking across the street to see that, because that will be great.
Now, what about him?
Peter Schmidt used to be in Funland. Remember them, Corby?
Yeah.
Legendary crystal chandelier. He's a huge P1. Went to school with Georgie. Good man.
That's George Dunham.
I think all these people just claim they listen to the ticket a lot, or we'll talk about them.
At Rubber Gloves, the theater fire featuring the Mad Mexican.
Boy, he is mad.
He's always pissed off about something.
He got thrown out of curtain club one night.
Tuesday.
Being drunk and mad.
Tuesday at Southern Junction, Merle Haggard.
What?
What greatness.
Let's see if we can get him on the air Tuesday and promote that show. What's your call there?
What's Southern Junction?
It's in Rockwall.
Is it?
Isn't it right?
Yeah, somewhere out there.
Let's call them. Danny,
you want to get Merle on?
And just see if we can get Merle Haggard on. Wouldn't you like to have? Wouldn't you like to have Merle Haggard on, Ron?
I'd love to.
Well, why can't we try to do it?
Why can't we do it?
Why can't we?
Psycho, what's stopping us?
Effort.
Good point. Cool the Engines. That's a great song. See if we have that in there. Cool the Engines.
We can get that done. We can get Merle Haggard on.
Yeah, damn right. Wednesday at Nookie Alive, Clay Aiken.
Oh, God.
You going?
That's that little twerp, isn't it?
No. One of Mike's heroes.
No, no. Little American Idol twerp.
Mike will be in the middle of the arena right next to the soundboard going,
No, I will not. At Haley's in Denton, Blue October.
Haley's?
Michael will have a sparkler sticking out of each nipple.
And at Bahama Breeze, Coconut Frank.
Frank!
I bet you we can book Coconut Frank on Wednesday, too, to plug his gig.
Yeah, if I can't get Merle Haggard, Greg, would you settle for Coconut Frank?
No, I want Merle Haggard on.
We got to get Coconut Frank on.
Thursday at the Granada, Guster and Rogue Wave.
You know what? Support the Granada. They are doing a fabulous effort at promoting local music, and we all need to support them.
At Lone Star Park, Joan Jett.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Did y'all ever hear the rumor?
What about the Blackhearts? They'll be there, too.
Did you ever hear the rumor about her?
What?
That she was dead because she shot a heroin needle into her temple?
No, never heard that.
Did you hear that growing up, Danny?
Yeah, I've heard something like that. I thought it was into her eyeball.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, apparently there's not much to that.
I'll tell you what. This song is a kick to the nuts. To me.
What other song did they do that was big?
Crimson and Clover. They covered that.
Now somebody's
Everybody's
playing with them.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance. Oh.
This was in every single 80s movie.
For loving you.
And at every strip club in the nation.
At the Rose Marine Theater, Pat D'Anizio.
Guesses?
Pat D'Anizio. Isn't that one of the caddies in Caddyshack? Oh, that's D'Annunzio.
I guess. No, he's just a guy that he plays that stuff.
The lead singer for the Smithereens.
Right. Yeah, Smithereens.
Interesting.
At Dan Silverleaf, James McMurtry.
Gas mask.
James McMurtry.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, Turd Thrower, Butt Fist, and Rug Burns from Daddy.
Jeez. Oh, no.
Wow.
Butt Fist is making a return. I remember them from a few months ago.
Not really sure we can say that.
Say what?
We did.
Say what?
Butt Fist.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now.
We're not going to have time.
Oh, we're not?
Yeah, don't even bother.
All right, never mind. We won't have time.